possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Frank Stams is joining us at 11, and then we're going to have Chris Rose, our super friend, who is also on the Browns preseason television broadcast all across the strait, just like we are too if you're listening outside of the market. So he is on that Browns preseason television network. Kevin Stefanski, 1:15. And then players, if they pop in like around 11:45, we'll see who's talking and we'll go with the flow on that. We'll use the Menigan rule on whether we take a press conference live or not. That's the power.
I guess that means we're not taking it, huh?
That is the power of Dan Menigan. You know, he is the gatekeeper. Jeff and I would bring you every bit of information of every player that possibly spoke every word at Berea, because that's who we are. We're here to help you. We want to make sure the fans know everything that's going on, what every player is saying, and we want to give you that opportunity. But no, Dan's the gatekeeper, and he decides whether you get to hear it or not. I'm just saying that's who he is. That's right. Thanks, Dan. Are we doing this again where you're just doing drops and you're not actually going to speak? Are we going down this road again? Is that where we're going? Because I really don't want to go down that road again. I like it better when you speak, regardless of what you have to say.
You know what else was awesome? Your mom.
Yeah, all right. We're done. 216-474-0092. Jeff, let me ask you this.
Andy.
Is something that I was thinking about yesterday. I thought about it again this morning. What the position of Kevin Stefanski right now, because, you know, we sit here all the time and we're, you know, I think both you and
he's standing.
No, actually, I think he's sitting right now. I think he's at his desk.
I like that.
Yeah, I just want you to know. We can debate that if you want to. Kevin Stefanski, better sitter or stander? Next, 216-474-0092. Jeff, my question about this, though, is Kevin's, like, we have fans that call up and they can't stand Kevin. Like, they despise him. They don't like anything he's doing. They don't feel like he's this or that. And that's the nature of the job. Like, once they say you're the head coach, someone's not going to like you for some reason, and it has nothing to do with you personally. They just don't like you. I think for the majority of Browns fans, they're kind of tolerant of what's going on. They still believe that Kevin has the opportunity to, and I think that they think he's a good offensive mind. He's done good things while he's been here. I mean, coach of the year, whatever. Even if you think that doesn't mean anything, it does. And how Kevin has kind of led this team over the last couple years. I still think great coaches get fired all the time. I think good coaches get fired all the time, and bad coaches get fired all the time. I don't know where Kevin's, when we look back at Kevin, when it's all said and done, I don't know how we're going to look back at it. If he wins a Super Bowl, he will have a statue at Public Square. Just saying, especially if he makes it one great call in one big playoff game, and it comes back and they're like, Kevin called that play and he saw it, and that's why. So, you know, you're always a victim of the moment. But we've seen some things that are a little different about the strategy, and I don't know if it's all Kevin, but, you know, they went live in practice, and they were tackling to the ground in practice.
Live.
Something we haven't seen since Kevin got here. They changed some things up. Like, you know, they went to the Greenbrier. Okay, I don't know if that's Kevin or if that's Andrew or if that's groupthink or whatever it is. They changed that. We're going to see the starters in this last game. Who knows how long they're going to play, but he's also been reluctant to play guys he thinks are going to be in the starting 22 week one of the season. That's changed. So there are things that have changed. Now, I don't know if this is out of necessity because they were a 3-win team last year.
Yeah, they also changed their win total from 11 to 3.
Yeah. And so my question is are we looking at a different Kevin Stefanski right now? And then we'll get to the pressure of it. But I do want your thoughts on where you stand on Kevin Stefanski this morning. 216-474-0092. We start with you, Jeff Phelps.
Why, thank you, Andy. I think Kevin's a good coach. I have for some time. That said, if they win 3 or 4 games, I can't imagine that he'd be back. And I would say the same with Andrew Berry. And it's only because of this. Coaches don't survive back-to-back 3-win seasons in the National Football League. I mean, it's pretty simple to me. And if he does, then boy, did the organization just give everybody a mulligan for the Deshaun Watson decision. I think it's that simple. I can't imagine the front office, I can't imagine the coaching staff surviving if they win 3 or 4 games. But if they do, it's a big mulligan on Deshaun Watson. But I don't think they'll win 3 or 4 games. I think they'll do better than that.
There seems to be this feeling that the Browns are going to be better than I think Vegas thinks.
Maybe.
And it's just recently. Because everything, I mean, people, they laugh at the organization. They don't think they're going anywhere. They don't laugh at Myles Garrett. And maybe it's just fans that are laughing. And maybe I shouldn't say they all do. But I think Kevin's changed, and I don't know if it's for...
Well, he's kind of evolved.
Yeah, evolved. But,
yeah.
But I think the philosophy seems a little different. I think there's a little bit more intensity right now. I think he's tried to project that on his players.
It was the word from the beginning of camp because Joel Bitonio came out and used the word, what, competitive?
Yeah.
Or some variation 3 or 4 times the first time he spoke this year. Was it the golf outing?
Yeah. Do you think, though, that they came in soft last year, that they kind of thought that, you know, hey, we were a good team the year before, and we can do this again, and we know we can, and then all of a sudden, and then I think the other part of it was you were like, okay, we finally have, this is a year ago, we finally have Deshaun Watson, he's in the spot that we want him to, he appears to be healthy, and this is what we paid for, because this is the Deshaun Watson we're going to see for 17 games. And I think there was a sense of confidence in the organization because they thought that was coming. So much so that they said, you know what, we don't even need Joe Flacco here. We're going to say,
well,
see
you
later.
Well, they brought Joe Flacco in, but his name was Jameis.
So but why? Why wouldn't you have just kept Joe Flacco then? What would the difference have been? Unless Joe wanted to start.
Might have thought Jameis was a better fit with the style of offense they wanted to run last year.
Okay, I'll buy into that. But the other part of it is, too, if I was Joe Flacco, I'd want the opportunity to start. And he got that in Indianapolis. He had the opportunity to start in Indianapolis, and I don't know that he would have had that
and
here.
Then stepped in and then lost that gig.
His opportunity to start was better in Indianapolis than it was here, especially knowing how much money Deshaun was making.
Yeah, I agree with that, but so, I don't think it was a good opportunity either spot.
You said something interesting, and Dan, I think you disagree because we had this conversation before about, I want to say honeymoon period. What did you say about getting a pass on the season? You just said that 2 seconds ago about, you know, could Kevin Stefanski get a pass regardless of record?
It's a mulligan.
Yeah, a mulligan.
A mulligan on Deshaun Watson. If this regime survives another season like they had last year, it's just a franchise-wide mulligan on Deshaun Watson.
Dan, do you agree on that or no? Does Kevin have to win this year to be back?
boy, framing it that way is rougher.
Does Kevin have to win three games to be back?
There you go. Now we're talking.
All right.
Yes. I mean, I think I have a feeling if you're 3-4 wins and this offense looks better and it looks a little more cohesive and your defense doesn't roll over like it kind of did last year, even though they don't want to hear that.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At like, if it all looks it all looks better and it looks like it's heading the right direction, then yes, I think Kevin Stefanski and all of them have a mulligan.
So it just has to be going in the right direction, though. It doesn't, wins don't matter. It just has to be going in the right direction.
Right. I mean, they have done nothing that screams desperation. They have done nothing this offseason that has screamed desperation to win. If they were desperate to win, they would have been in the Russell Wilson sweepstakes. If they were desperate to win, they would have brought in another one of those veteran quarterbacks who was bouncing around at the tail end of their career. They would have traded for Kirk Cousins. They would have made whatever work have to work if they were desperate to win. Nothing Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski has done has reeked of desperation.
That is correct.
I agree. We haven't seen desperation. That so I correct. Don't know if the pressure is on him to win. And then when you get into the quarterback situation, I think this is the way we all kind of saw it was going to play out, with the exception of Pickett. Pickett's the only kind of a curveball that I think got thrown into the equation for the way things were going to play out. I do think, and you thought this too, that early on, because Pickett was the first guy they brought in, that Pickett was going to have the best opportunity to start game one. And as you said, in Indianapolis, they name a starter for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
In Cleveland, Joe Flacco has been named the starter for
week
game one.
Yep.
So, Dwight's in Houston. Hey, Dwight.
What's up, Dwight?
How you doing?
Good. What's up, Dwight?
I was calling in about Deion Sanders.
Shador.
Why do you just won't trade him or let him go?
Why would you?
Maybe they
could let him go. They're going to do roster cuts. I don't see that happening. They like him. I think we all like him up here.
Sure.
Rookies sometimes have to sit, especially guys that are in the fifth round. So I don't care where he's at. It could be any team. Do you think he's starting for any other team in the NFL?
Well, like I said, he's been mistreated wrong, but he's been good to y'all.
Yeah,
he hasn't been treated wrong.
Who said, where has he been treated wrong?
He ain't getting no rip.
By every other NFL team that didn't draft him? That's where he was treated wrong?
No, he ain't been drafted but one team, y'all.
Yeah, I'm saying, no, but every team passed on him.
Four times.
Let him go, and you'll see what team will pick him up. I guarantee you.
Why didn't they draft him then? Dwight, man, don't tell me the Browns have treated him wrong. He started a game already as a rookie. He's a rookie.
Okay, wait a minute. I seen the game last week. Soon I seen the lineup come out play for
he's hurt.
Wait a minute, let me finish.
Go ahead.
Soon I seen the lineup came out with Philadelphia's game they played last week.
Okay.
The Philadelphia sent out there was third screen and fourth screen defensive linemen.
Just like Carolina was.
Yeah, Carolina ran their first team the first series. That was it.
No.
Yes. Thank you, Dwight. Appreciate it. We're up against the break. Don't tell me the Browns have treated him wrong. They drafted him. They drafted every
team. They're
the
only
team
that showed him any kind of respect in the draft. They traded up to draft him.
They should trade him. Okay.
Yeah, because they're going to get such a return.
We've really hit the Veruca Salt portion of the program on all of these quarterbacks. There's somebody out there for all of these quarterbacks who is doing nothing more than going, I want an Oompa Loompa now, Daddy. I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Suddenly, these snozzberries taste like, I don't know. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Let's take this conversation back where I wanted it was. Kevin Stefanski, your thoughts on him. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.